Today on LSE Share Talk, we have the CEO of Stellar Diamonds, Carl Smithson, on the podcast. The company has just announced that it's agreed a potential transaction to acquire the Tonguma Diamond Project in Sierra Leone, which is adjacent to Stellar's Tonga project. Hi, Carl, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks, Rob.
That's good. Now, this sounds like good news. Can you tell us a bit more about this acquisition and any related costs and what it actually means for Stellar?
Yeah, sure. Well, in a nutshell, it is a transformational acquisition as we see it. As you said in your lead up, the Tonguma project is adjacent to our existing Tongo project that we've done a lot of work on. And the rationale really is to put two separate operations into a combined operation and make something bigger and better than what a standalone operation would be. And that generates obviously cost savings. Certainly, it gives us increased production, three times the production as we would have as a standalone project on Tongo, with associated increases in revenues and, of course, enhanced margins. So it makes compelling sense to put these two projects together, and we're quite excited about it.
Okay, that's good. So, like you say, it's because it's so close to each other, and it's surely costs and everything can be shared, I guess, and tools and stuff like that. Now,
That's right. And it's putting putting an increased resource on the table. I mean, for example, in Tongo we have 1.5 million carats in resource already. Tonguma has another 3.5, so that's 5 million carats combined. And then all the other kimberlites that are on the project that have been tested but not yet brought into resource essentially means that there's another 8 million carats at least that we can put on the table. So this is going to be quite a large operation.
no, it sounds like it. In fact, I think I've seen that it's going to be the second largest in West Africa.
Yeah, the second largest hard rock diamond mine, that's for sure. The largest being also in Sierra Leone, held by Octea Mining, which is obviously the owner of Tonguma at the moment. They're mining in Koidu at around about 400,000 carats per year, whereas our sort of, let's call it, enlarged Tonguma operation would be in the region of around about 250,000 carats a year. So not far away, but definitely, as we say, this it would be the second largest in West Africa.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's going to be the plan now then? So, when are you going to look to actually get into production and do it as a combined larger project?
Well, we've done a lot of work already on in terms of the negotiation and the due diligences required. AIM have come back to us and said, look, this is because you're acquiring a larger project, this is a reverse takeover. Fine. We're going through that process now, so we're looking at probably another 2 to 3 months of RTO process. Part of the deal is that we need to bring the funding to this. And once that funding's in place, we're looking at being in production within 12 months. And we can do that because, as I say, a lot of work's been done already on both projects. There's a processing plant already in country that we're going to relocate and upgrade. And it's a matter of just taking out the ore and processing it. So it can happen very, very quickly.
Okay, so the first steps is all the regulatory red tape that you've got to get through, I guess, and then, like I
Yeah,
said.
but we're down the line on that. It's all under control, and the key is going to be bringing the funding to this. And I should point out, as one would read from the news release, that the deal is that there's no acquisition cost to this for Stellar, which is great. No upfront acquisition cost. We do bring the funding, minimum of $25 million. Yet, once we're in production, we take that $25 million out as preferential recovery of investment. Before we then start paying royalties and dividends to the shareholders, which would be ourselves and Octea Mining.
Oh, sounds good. And what about exploration upside for these projects? I mean, is there opportunity to grow the resource and the mine life? I mean, looking at it now.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said earlier, we've got 5 million carats in resource. That's already there. There are a number of different kimberlites on these properties. The resource is from three only, and there's probably another seven or eight kimberlites that we know are high grade and have equally high quality diamonds. And the drilling work and that's been done now, estimated by an independent consultant, gives us what they're calling an exploration target of 8 million carats on top of the existing five, and it won't take much time, effort, or money to bring those 8 million carats into the resource category. So, I'm looking at this as, yeah, we've based a mine plan on 5 million carats at the moment, but actually the reality is going to be much higher, over 13 million carats.
Whew, that should be good. And obviously the CapEx is going to be affected by that.
Well, absolutely. You know, if you just look at what we have at the moment as a standalone Tongo, as we call it, that's what we have in our Stellar portfolio. You know, we've done a mine plan on that, which gives us a CapEx requirement of 25 million US. However, combining the two together, and as we talked about these synergies of operations, you know, the combined capital is, we're estimating at this point to be about 40 million US. The mine plan is still probably 2 weeks away from completion, but you know that's where I think it's going to be. So you know it's going to be an increased CapEx requirement, yes, an extra $15 million. But as I said earlier, you know we're going to get three times the production of what we just have at standalone Tongo. So you know it just makes perfect sense to spend that extra bit of CapEx for you know the benefits that are going to come through the increased production.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. I mean, it's three times more, so it's going to be good. Can you say what you think the biggest challenge or the risks are that you're now going to face over the next year getting into production? What worries you? What keeps you awake at night?
The markets, capital markets, keep me awake at night for sure. You know, it's not easy for the small caps to raise equity or debt in you know current circumstances. But I think the opportunity, the value opportunity presented here is compelling. We've got some very supportive shareholders, and also we think that you know the value opportunity here should attract you know new investors into the. Into the opportunity. So, you know, I think that's funding aside, you know, the next challenge would obviously be execution risk. But, you know, we know Sierra Leone very well. We've been there for, you know, over 10 years. We're certainly comfortable with the environment. And, you know, the technology, if I can say that word, is, you know, that we're going to use in terms of the mining, how we're going to decline and mine from underground, it's tried and tested. So as long as you get the right people to you know into the project and the organization, I think the execution risk can be mitigated quite satisfactorily.
You say getting the right people, and so you, I mean the team you've got already, you're happy with that, that they can take on this challenge.
No, if I'm being realistic, we're going to bring additional skills in, mining skills, because you know Stellar, yeah, we've mined, we're mining in Guinea, we've mined alluvials, we've mined open pit, but underground is a new thing for us, so we're going to be identifying, targeting, and you know attracting the appropriate skills to get this mine underground.
Okay. And I mean, is there anything else really for the anyone new who, I mean, you know, this is great news for existing shareholders. You've extended the portfolio pretty much, and you've given more growth. What else would you say to anyone who is looking at Stellar from the outside now, looking to invest? What would you?
Well, it's you know we're a micro cap company. There's no doubt about that. You know, market cap of you know probably $5 million or so. You know, this mine is going to change everything. We're going to make space for existing shareholders to participate along the way. We're going to bring new investors in. You know, the company is going to change to be basically transformed from a essentially an explorer slash developer to a miner. And you know we're going to be mining at levels of around about 250,000 carats a year if this all comes to fruition. And you know that puts us in a different level altogether. So you know although we are a suspended share, we're an undervalued share, and I think this transaction is going to change all of that.
Oh, I've no doubt about that. I mean, it is good news by the sounds of it. I mean, certainly what you said is going to please anyone looking to invest, and also I'd say existing shareholders. Carl, thanks for this and taking the time to talk with us. I'm sure you're going to have more news going on over the next 12 months when you're getting ready for production.
Yep, absolutely. There'll never be a dull moment.
That's good to hear. Okay, thanks for your time, Carl.
Okay, cheers, Rob. Thank you.
Yes.